Blog Talk Radio.
Some of you coming to us from the Blog line all over the world, and we just greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, this is a lot of fun just giving God praise. I know it's fun to be saved. It's fun to praise the Lord from whom all blessings flow. It's just fun. For people in the world, they call other things fun. We call praising God fun. We call doing what he wants us to do. We do some God, let us have a good time. And we do well giving glory and adoration. In just a moment, we'll have a word of prayer, and I'm going to ask all of you who are alive this morning, you know, you'd be surprised that some of your names are going to death list, but God removed them and allowed you to live. And so I'm just saying that you ought to be grateful for what the Lord has done for you. And open your mouth in just a moment and give him praise, give him adoration. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you for this precious day and for what you are doing for your people. Thank you for this prayer line worldwide. And thank you, Lord, because we came ready to go to Jacksonville, Arkansas. Amen. For the conference. And oh, my God, look at you. You know, this is all the most for me. Miracles happen like they never seen in 2015. Thank you for miracles that you're doing across the board for people like they've never seen in 2015. And thank you for the miracles that you're giving to me. I appreciate it very, very much. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would find the enemy who comes to enter and want us to have the message of the Lord and the message of the Lord make it rich and no sorrow. So they'll find him and give us victory in every situation. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Amen, amen, amen. And we have a wonderful and marvelous day here today. We want to tell everybody on the prayer line, are y'all there? Y'all week. Good morning,
good morning. Thank you, God. Thank you.
The Lord is real. God bless. The Lord is blessed.
Thank you.
music, about classical music mostly. And I'm here because I wanted to make a film about the saxophone and people who play the saxophone for many years. But it's based on a book that happens to be called The Devil's Horn. And there are reasons why it is called that, and the associations with the saxophone itself, and some of the people who have fallen prey to, I guess, temptation in the past. And I wanted to have you, Chief Ambassador, I wanted to have you in this film, because you have taken, you know, you've taken the saxophone from the clubs to the pulpits, and there's something very beautiful about that and very uplifting. And the fact that you give inspiration to people with this instrument, an instrument that sometimes is associated with decadent things or things that we do associate with clubs, and you altered maybe the meaning of it. And it's very interesting to me as a filmmaker, but also as a person. And I had the wonderful opportunity to meet you yesterday for the first time in person, though we've spoken on the phone a number of times. And I'm thrilled to have you as a part of this, and maybe the conclusion of the film to look forward and to see the altered meaning of an instrument, which is a wonderful instrument and so expressive, but you are expressing something different with it. You are expressing gospel, and I think that's very, very interesting and very uplifting.
Thank you, Larry. I appreciate you. It was a great blessing to meet you on yesterday, and to welcome you all here to Kansas City, and all the way from Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate you very much. I want to ask, this is a friend of mine where they pray for many, many things of all varieties. And I want to ask the friend of mine if they would lift this up. And we all can tell what you might need. But this thing is going to be shown all over Europe.
Yes, it will be shown in Canada. It will be shown. I mean, I haven't really tried to sell the film so much because it doesn't exist yet, but it will be shown in France. It will be shown in Germany. It will be shown in Sweden and in Finland and I think Australia. And we're going to, hopefully, once the film is finished, we'll start to show it elsewhere, even hopefully the United States of America.
Give the people something, you know, more information, you know, what to pray for. And these are great people on this front line. Great people.
Mm-hmm.
So we're opening up the line to you, anyone who feels very afraid of this. It's for the glory of God. I'm not trying to, you know, like me, I believe God's going to be glory of this. I'm taking a saxophone from the clubs to the pulpit. Amen. So if you want to pray for it,
Father God, this is Ambassador Dr. Hagen. Father, we thank you for this moment. Thank you for this moment in time that you have orchestrated. We thank you, Father, for bringing together one of the world's greatest filmmakers of all time. Father, his work is outstanding in every form, and we give you praise. He's brought so much recognition to others we have never thought about, doing from his excellent documentary work. Father, we say thank you. Now, Lord, you have allowed him to come, amen, to such a world's greatest gospel saxophonist. Father, to do a documentary film of his life and correlate it into, Lord, the devil's horn, and show, oh God, the significance from using it from an instrument to glorify the devil, to glorify God. We say thank you. Your favor is upon this work. Thank you for your grace is upon this work. Thank you for your blessings. As Jesus said, blessings like you've never seen in 2015. And Father, we trust you. We trust you in the production, in the making of this film, that you will bless both our Larry Weinstein, as well as our chief international ambassador. Lord, that it will be heard, oh God, from one coast to the other coast, all around the world, internationally, globally. And Lord, we say thank you. We give you praise because we trust you, Lord, and we thank you for this great blessing that you have brought, oh God. Hallelujah to the first fruits, and we say thank you for this great blessing you brought to the Blog Radio. We say thank you, Father, and we give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. from the archives and tell that truth on that thing for cheating last night that we make a stone of that stuff and we blew up away like it did from the earth and teach it to Lord. I thank and praise God for my thing and praise for the people on the line. I thank and praise everything that God's going to do and what he's doing for us and God bless. Well, praise the Lord. That is so beautiful, you all. Amen. Praise the Lord of coming on. Amen. And giving us that strong praise report. Someone else I heard on the line. You're on the line.
This is Ambassador Regina, and I just want to thank God for another day that he's allowed us to see. I thank God for our chief ambassador and what the Lord is doing in his life. Also welcome all guests to the First Fruit Mother Line, and thank them for joining us on last night. We thank God for everyone that, as Sister Peterson said, made it through that storm last night that hit the Illinois area. We know we had lots of listeners from that state, and I want to thank God for how he kept us and kept us, not only us, but those persons in that state across the country. God bless each and every one of you.
And we thank God for that, and I thank you all so very much because I do live in the Illinois area, and I tell you, thundering and lightning and water, I have water all in the back of my yard like mad. But thank God it did not flood our own. That's a blessing. So I stop to give homage to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Even from the weather, my voice, I know you hear it this morning, just of the rain and the storm just hit vehemently. I was thank God that we got a solid home. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the shield for the protection of the Lord all night, the on TV all night long. There were some damages all over Illinois, but he shields us. And I thank him this morning. I thank him. I really do. Amen. Is there anyone else that have a praise report? Or you want to share something about the goodness of the Lord?
Good morning.
Go ahead. You're on the line.
Ambassador-elect Bernita, and I praise God for whom all blessings flow. And I would just like to welcome our visitors, and I hope you enjoy this day in the United States. And I would like to say congratulations to Chief Ambassador Johnson. And I just praise God. I'm so happy to be in the land of the living. Last night, I went to church. After church, I came home. And as I was walking through the garage, I fell. And I just thank God I jarred my brain. I didn't hit my head, but I could feel something strange going on with my head. And I fell. And I just thank God that I'm able to get up and walk around. And I'm a little stiff and sore, but it could have been worse. But because of the goodness of the Lord, I'm okay.
Well, praise the Lord, and we thank God for you, amen, because you are clothed in your right mind. And we know when you have a fall, the first thing they want to know about your mind, and thank God you got your right mind. And everything else will be all right, and we will pray for you before the day is over. Is there anyone else with a praise report this morning that you want to share something about the goodness of the Lord? You are on the line.
Praise the Lord, Mrs. Ambassador. Yes, from our kids. I am so delighted and excited. You know, I come on with this feel because I love God, and I just want to greet our guest, who is the guest of our chief ambassador. God bless you. And listen, I enjoy this prayer line. This is a place where I meet God in the morning, my second appointment in the morning after I get up and praise God. I could. You know, there are a lot of people that are out listening to all kinds of music and all kinds of things in the morning. But I like renewing my spirit every morning with the saints of God all over the world, over in the third world countries, to encourage them that everything is going to be all right. And I praise God that we have a line that when prayer is going forth, the devil gets up and he's running, glory to God. He's dismantled. He is the one that miscombobulated. And I just praise God for the saints of God that is praying where two or three of them gather together. Things begin to happen. People come on sad and they leave
maybe not be so much longer on the line and finish your book, because I'm going to see you soon and I need to get prepared because you have a lot to say.
Ambassador right now, that you're blessed. healing, for help in Jesus' name. Bless Sister Peterson, Lord God, in the unspoken request. We ask, oh God, that you rebuke the enemy that surrounds her. We ask that you to rebuke the enemy that comes to prepare his favor before her. We ask, oh God, that you look over right now. Heal, glory, huh? In Jesus' name. Heal, oh God, her situations, her issues, oh God. Heal them right now. Touch her body. Touch her head from head to toe. Anoint her, oh God, with your anointed oil. Let your Holy Ghost power manifest, oh God. Hallelujah. Let it resurrect, oh God. Let it restore. Let it, oh God, hallelujah, revive her in Jesus' name. Bless right now. Ambassador Gina, Lord Jesus, for even sending up a prayer request for Sister Lucille and her family. Bless Sister Lucille, oh God. Look on her right now, wherever she is, Lord Jesus. You're the doctor that never lost the case. You're the doctor, huh? Hallelujah, hallelujah, that knows what's going on. Hallelujah. You do your own x-ray in Jesus' name. You do your own healing. Hallelujah. You do your own mighty touch with your mighty hand of mercy. Your mighty hand, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Touch her right now. Touch her right now. Raise her up, oh God. And we ask that you break every chain off of her life that's not like you, that's not pleasing in your sight. Turn around. Bless and anoint, oh God, in Jesus' name. Don't let her be the same when she leaves the hospital or leave the doctor, oh God, because you are the physician, hallelujah, that knows what to do and how to do. You know when to do it and how to touch, how to bless, how to heal, and let your anointing, Lord God, hallelujah, work a miracle in her body, in her mind, in her home, in Jesus' name. Bless Sister Castile, oh God, sending up a prayer request for someone else. Bless her in her home, oh God. Bless and heal her problems in Jesus' name. Don't let her heart be troubled. But Lord, we ask that you bless, hallelujah, Sister Gloria Ellison, in Jesus' name. Touch and heal, Lord God. Whatever this situation is, turn it around, turn it around, turn it around. Don't let them be too busy on the job, oh God, to serve you, because you are a solid rock. You are the rock that we go to. You're the rock that is higher than I. You are our refuge, Jesus. And Lord, give us a deeper depth and a higher height in your name. In your name we peace, oh God. Peace and strength right now. We pray in Jesus' name. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for the miracles you're going to work in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Glory, glory. God. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Glory, glory.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Amanda.
Yes.
God bless you. Are there any other prayer requests? Why don't you just go ahead and take those prayer requests and bless the prayer.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Yes, yes. If you have a prayer request, hallelujah, just make it known before the Lord. Tell me how. Praise God, Sister Sharon. Thank you. God bless you.
anyone else.
And that's just kind of a request for prayer for my neuropathy, or for the neuropathy, not my buffer neuropathy.
All right, so, Brown, God bless you. Good to hear your voice. Anyone else?
Ambassador Pfeiffer, this is Ambassador Stitt. I want to lift up some people in my office today. I am standing and fasting on some things, and one of them is I'm asking God to remove. I have three evil doers, and I want those slots available for other people that really want to come to work. And to, but I have three that I need to move. God bless you.
All right, praise God. Praise God, He can do it. Amen. Someone else.
This is Evangelist Gloria Ellington, ordained to be minister at least 10 years ago. I do have a prayer request. I had surgery 2 weeks ago, and I am recovering, and I'm just asking for total healing of my body. Praise God.
Praise God. We did just pray for you. Thank God for hearing your voice. Amen. What a blessing. Amen. We will take a couple more.
This is Sister Christopher in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm calling on behalf of Dr. Diggs. She's not able to be on the line this morning, but she asked for a prayer for her interview on today. She has an interview part today. And she also asked that we pray for Sister Charlotte Gray in her employment process today.
All right. God bless you.
Brother Wilson, I am requesting prayer. I have another request for myself. I want you to continue to pray for me.
Well, praise God. And we just ask you as we continue to pray, I know some had asked that our Chief Ambassador bless the oil at the end of the prayer today. I said it slipped my mind the other day. And I counted to old age. But if he would have, some had already requested that. We just thank you for it. And please, Saint, use your oil. Use your oil. If I bump my elbow, I put it on there. If I walk into something, I anoint myself. If I think of something, I have no that's crossing my mind because it might trouble my mind, and it's something I can't handle anyway. I couldn't fix it if I had to. I anoint myself, and that problem goes away. Everything I use my oil for, hallelujah. Hallelujah, it wipes it right away. It wipes it away. Praise God. I understand that some of the others do the same thing. Use oil. Amen. It has even been offered that take a drop of that blessed oil, put it in the bottle of purified water, drink it for the healing of the nation. Praise God. Now, don't heal yourself, but heal your family. Praise God. For God, we
blessed going in and blessed coming out in Jesus' name. Bless her, God, in Jesus' name. Bless her front minute, oh God. Turn him around. Let him, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be touched by your hand of mercy. Be touched, oh God, by the hand of healing. Touch him right now, Lord God. Wipe out everything in his life that shouldn't be. Turn him around. God, make him the soldier and the warrior, hallelujah, that you predestined for his life in Jesus' name. Cover him with your blood right now, Lord. Change his attitude. Change his direction. Change your God in Jesus' name. And Lord, if there are others over here that have children that are going contrary to your word, right now, that every child, every person over here that have children that are contrary, we pray now they line up with the word of God in Jesus' name. We apply our blood in the heart, the blood of Jesus upon them right now. In your mighty name, oh God, look on them, look on them, look on them. Change their direction, oh God. Put a hedge of protection round about them, Lord God. Lead and guide them in the path of righteousness. For your name's sake, oh God. Bless us to Sharon right now. Touch that unspoken request. Heal and deliver, oh God. Touch her health and touch her finances right now, Lord Jesus. Touch us around. Touch her family. In Jesus' name. Touch her children, oh God. Hallelujah. Let's find her with the word of God. In Jesus' name. Don't let them continue, oh God. Walk astray. Don't let them continue. Hallelujah. Do anything they want to do. Let them know, oh God, that you have a present, you have a design order about your word and the divine direction for their lives. In your name, oh God, let them begin to exalt you, Lord Jesus, and lift you up. Bless Ambassador Fitz, oh God. And we know, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah. You said, fret not yourself because of evildoers. Hallelujah. They were soon cut off. Lord, right now, over those positions, we apply the blood, oh God. And we ask that if they don't want to line up, if they refuse to line up, oh God, that it touch them right now and remove them in Jesus' name. Let it be done and let it be so in your mighty name, oh God. Hallelujah. We curse the evildoer for the souls to be saved in Jesus' name. Save them, oh God. Hallelujah. That they will walk according to your will and your way. Bless us the glory hour to know, God. Touch our bodies. Heal, oh God. Continue to heal, Lord Jesus. Continue to let everything, oh God, line up properly in Jesus' name. Bless them, anoint her, oh God. From head to toe in your mighty name. Touch us to Christopher, Lord Jesus. Bless those that she's calling for prayer for. Dr. Diggs, oh God, touch her, oh God. In Jesus' name. Let no weapon formed against her prosper. Hallelujah. But oh God, let everything be done according to your will and your way. Give her victory. In Jesus' name. Let her be anchored in your name, Lord Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Bless us to Charlotte Gray, oh God. Give her victory, oh God. Give her victory over defeat. Give her victory, oh God, over heartbreaking and over destruction. Over, oh God, the stress. Give her victory. In Jesus' name we pray. And we pray for it right now. Hallelujah. The demonic forces off of Mother Wilson right now. The demonic into her spirit, into her family, into her family members, in Jesus' name. We pray, oh God, a divine intervention for her right now, that you would look on her right now, oh God, that you would work on her with wisdom, with love, with peace, oh God. Let her be a conqueror in your mighty name, Lord Jesus. Let her fall on her knees, oh God, hallelujah, and say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I bless you. Lord, we praise you forevermore. We will exalt you. We will call on your name. We will praise you and give you adorations, oh God. You're the holy God. Hallelujah. Give us an overflow in our spirits, oh God. Let her be prosper in everything that she's doing. In Jesus' name, let the authority of salvation, oh God, work miracles in our lives right now. because we're your soldiers, and we ask, oh God, for victory, against the adversary in Jesus. He watch over us, oh God, day and night. In your mighty name we pray. That we have not, but oh God, we ask him. We ask him for your healing. We ask him for your deliverance. We ask him for you to bless the unspoken request. Each and every one, even those that haven't already asked for it. We ask that you would bless every unspoken request in Jesus' name. And every one, oh God, that has a need this morning, we pray right now that you would look on right now, oh God. Bless those who want to come to the convention in Jesus' name. And oh God, we thank you for our newcomers, our visitors on the line. We thank you for the moon here, oh God, from Arabia. We thank you for those that are on here from Africa and from Japan. Oh God, we thank you for those that are on here from around America in Jesus' name. We ask that you bless them, oh God. Send them to the convention in Jesus' name. If they have been blessed on this first prayer, pray right now that they will reference this convention, oh God. They would come and to see the miracles of the Father God. Let it shower down on them, oh God. Prepare the way, prepare the way. Let the crooked way straight, oh God, and make the rough way plain. In your mighty name, oh God, for blessing the convention. We thank you for blessing our ambassador. We thank you for the vision and the visionary. We thank you, oh God, for the dream and the dreamer. In Jesus' name, we ask right now that you give him, oh God, hallelujah, a double dose and a double portion.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And we glorify you. We're just in heaven right now. And we just thank you for your love. Thank you for being involved in our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 God bless you.
Amen. 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 Bless you. Lord, thank you. Thank you so very, very much. And I do just want to add this little bit here, Lord. Your creativity, your creative ability, Lord, did not create things to be. People like Charlotte Gray and Dr. Diggs have experienced rejection on jobs. But God, that's not according to your creativity. You don't create things to be negative and reject us all the time. That's the enemy. I'm asking you to turn that around. Now they've had days of rejection. I'm asking you now in the name of Jesus to give them days of joy and days of blessings in the name of Jesus. We just can't have all rejections. We're going to have some days of joy, contentedness. Let them be successful in their job meetings. And I'm praying for people around this country, all along this prayer line. Thank God, he would open up very, very good jobs, paid a lot of money. The folks to be able to be all they need and be able to be a blessing to others around them. In the name of Jesus, you never tell me. So I don't ask you for much, you know. So I ask you for something. God, you're always ready. I want you to do this for Sean Gray, do this for Dr. Diggs, turn it around. Give them a positive response. That's a great, great, great job. And I'm not playing for others, if so. And say, Lord, remember me too. If you want the same part of you, just say, Lord, remember me too. Amen. Praise the Lord.
you. I just want to invite everyone to the convention this year. It was such a miraculous move there of God on last year. The people were giving the praise report, and there was no end to them. We just had to cut them off because there were so many. And God was working miracles at the convention while we were at the
machine to play with that towel for you to get your wash out.
So many. God bless you. Someone, we can hear you. We can hear your business. Amen. You want to mute yourself here. If you're talking, you might want to mute it. But we had such a miraculous move on last year. And it was just so wonderful to hear the praise reports that were coming from the people while doing the convention. We had people lined up giving praise reports of what was taking place, how God was miraculously.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone. And we want to thank all of you for joining us today as this program was being aired. Hallelujah. And it will re-air again. Just watch the scheduling on the channel and you will know. And for those of you who would like to participate, or if you have a question, your remarks, or some observations, or some suggestions as to how we can better this broadcast, then just go to the email address and let us know what's on your mind or how we could pray for you or how we could assist you. You may do so by simply going to the email address. The email address is hourof@aol.com. hourof@aol.com. H for Harry, O for one, U for unity, R for Richard, O for one, for Frank. That's correct. hourof@aol.com. And just let us know that you heard the broadcast on npa radio.com on the Blog Talk Radio, NPA on the Blog Talk Radio, and that email that you can make contact with the program that's going on for today is just simply hourof@aol.com. And let us know how we can better assist you. And until tomorrow, same time, same station, may the Lord bless and keep all of you very good. And don't forget what's happening over there in Kansas this weekend with the Chief International Ambassador and the Stand the Film crew. Guest film crew all the way from Canada with that great film producer, that's right, Larry Weinstein and his crew is in Kansas, and I'm staying a special service, taping, etc., and filming will be happening tomorrow morning at the 10 o'clock hour. And everyone that's in the Kansas area, you are invited to come and participate. Just come and be a part. I'm telling you, it's an exciting moment. It's a huge thing that's happening in Kansas, and we give God the praise. So if you have any questions, you can just simply hourof@aol.com. Until tomorrow morning, may the Lord bless and keep all of you is our prayer. Bye-bye, family.